This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The wealthiest Americans would pay higher taxes under President Biden's new plan to boost funding for Medicare. The president lays out his plan this morning in a guest essay in the New York Times. The Medicare tax rate would rise from 3.8% to 5% for those making $400,000 a year or more. A woman who says she saw four Americans get kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico, is talking. So are the FBI and other officials. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Agents say their white minivan came under fire and a shootout left at least one Mexican citizen dead. All four Americans were placed into a vehicle and driven away.
We're standing ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says this is considered a dangerous area.
The travel advisory for Tamaulipas State remains at level 4. Do not travel. We encourage Americans to heed that advice.
A witness in Mexico says she saw the gunman force a woman to walk to their pickup. Two other people were dragged, and one was carried to the vehicle, which then drove off. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Millions of Californians are still wrestling with the effects of heavy snowfall. John Irons in Nevada City, California, north of Sacramento, was staying with his mom when heavy snow knocked down a big tree and the power went out.
Mom was definitely scared, you know. Every time a tree fell, it was like a gunshot went off and then just a big old crash and snow everywhere.
He talked to KXTV. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin showed up in Baghdad, Iraq this morning, promising U.S. forces will continue to keep up the fight against the Islamic State group until they're defeated. Iraq is home to hundreds of American troops helping in the fight against the militant Islamic State group. Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifies before Congress today and tomorrow. This is AP News. To Ukraine now.
Some analysts are questioning the wisdom of ordering Ukrainian defenders to hold out much longer in Bakhmut. As Ukraine fighters continue their dogged defense there, some observers suggest a tactical withdrawal may already be underway. Michael Kaufman, the director of Russia Studies at the Cannes think tank in Arlington, says Ukraine's defense of Bakhmut has been effective because it's drained the Russian war effort, but that Kyiv should now look ahead. He argues the tenacious defense of Bakhmut achieved a great deal, but strategies can reach points of diminishing returns. And given Ukraine is trying to husband resources for an offensive, it could impede the success of a more important operation. Meanwhile, the Institute for the Study of War, a Washington-based think tank, says Kyiv's smartest option now may be to withdraw to positions that are easier to defend. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.